This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, continuing with what's to come this week, we're going to get a lot of third quarter earnings. Among the companies on deck are big banks like Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley. We'll also hear from some consumer-driven businesses like Pepsi, Delta, Walgreens. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports on what clues Wall Street will be looking for in these calls and what they might tell us about where this economy is headed.
Earnings calls aren't known for being a theatrical experience. C-suite executives in monotone voices talking about economic headwinds or wait-and-see periods. Euphemisms that can mean a lot, especially in banking. Shiraz Mian is director of research at Zacks Investment Research.
These are kind of boring financial utilities, but banks touch practically every corner of the economy.
That's why Wall Street, regulators, and the Federal Reserve pay so much attention to them when they report quarterly earnings. Banks have an incredible amount of data on how much everyone's spending and how much is going on credit cards or being borrowed. And hopefully, everyone's borrowing less.
A seemingly negative sign with respect to a bank's results, if they tell us that demand is slacking off, will be a positive for the economy.
A positive because it could mean the Fed's raising of interest rates is working. Earnings reports for consumer-driven businesses can also tell us a lot because consumer spending accounts for 70% of U.S. economic activity. Arun Sundaram is senior equity research at CFRA Research.
Are companies still raising prices? Or are we at a point where the consumer is pushing back enough where manufacturers and retailers can't raise prices anymore?
And if they can't, how is that affecting business? One key word Sundaram will be listening for is restructuring.
That can mean layoffs.
Now, there are caveats. Ilya Dishif, a professor of accounting at Emory University, says we shouldn't rely too much on what companies are saying because they are sometimes dealing with unique problems. And often, they're just too sunny.
Companies and managers in general tend to be over-optimistic.
He says instead of paying close attention to any one company's earnings, we should zoom out and look at the bigger collective picture. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.